on because I'm going to show you some graphs today. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. I promised you to show you some graphs I discovered probably 25, 30 years ago now from a book called Margin by Dr. Swenson. What's this guy's name? Let's see. Richard A. Swenson. The book is called Margin. It's about how in our modern society we have no more margin in our lives. No more cushion. We're all on the edge. We're all driven nearly mad by the complexity of living, the complexity of technology, the complications that we face every day. Many people do go crazy. Many people are surviving today on drugs, on antidepressants. Kids are on Ritalin. And if you don't think that this society, this culture is different than any culture that has ever been, then you're blind, deaf, dumb, and freaking blind. Martin, this is just like any other age. No, it isn't. I talked about the Wright brothers earlier. I talked about how humanity had gone for 6,000 years without being able to fly. Then the Wright brothers conquered the secrets, discovered the secrets of flight, and in a short period of time, between 1903 to 1969, we went to the moon. We've had space shuttle. We have communities in space. Go a little bit before that. In the 1950s, humanity broke the sound barrier. Unbelievable. Now we can travel at Mach 3, Mach 4. Who knows? When the Apollo rockets blast up into space, they're going 10 miles a second. Unbelievable speeds. This, in the contracted period between 1903, Kitty Hawk, and the present time, this is a microcosm of everything else. From the creation of Adam to 1903, no flight, none. From 1903 to the present, we have Mach 3, we have Apollo 11, we have all the advances in space technology, satellites. We are living in a contracted period of time where the curve is an exponential curve of harrowing proportions, harrowing implications. Or, if you want to look at it from my point of view, and I think you do, thrilling proportions and thrilling implications. At this time, I would like to share with you a verse from Daniel. Daniel 12:4. I'm going to read from different versions. Then I'm going to read from the Concordant version. Then I'm going to show you charts that thrilled me 30 years ago from the back of the book Margin, showing a radical curve beginning at the end of the 50s, early 60s. Yes, I referenced the Wright brothers in 1903. That's at the turn of the century, things began. The Industrial Revolution. It didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of God. It came from the timing of God. And people were given amazing insights at this time from God. Einstein, Edison, Ford, the Wright brothers, advances in medicine, Semmelweis on antiseptics. In the Civil War, people were still living like they did in the year one from Adam. In the Civil War, people are cutting people's limbs off with no anesthetic. They had no idea what germs were. So we're living and we're riding horses. Riding horses in 1860 freaking five. 6,000 years from Adam. But between that time and this, we're at Mach 3. in a short contracted period of time. Because I told you that God is quick in his judgments. And right now, humanity is being tortured by technology. We're being tortured by pressure. We're being tortured by complexity. We're being tortured by speed. We're being tortured by this exponential curve of diabolical, yet ultimately of God, increase of knowledge and simultaneously evil. Yes, we have an increase of knowledge of God, but I could argue against that as well and say that nobody gives a crap about God the more time goes on. But we're definitely seeing an increase in evil. And I believe that the increase in evil is commensurate with the increase of complexity of our society, and that God is doing this to us on purpose, and that it began happening in the late 1800s with the Industrial Revolution, and it is continuing to happen, and it happened at a crazy rate beginning in 1960, the end of the 50s, early 60s, as these charts will show you. It's no accident. God is doing this to us on purpose because he is hurrying things along. He's bringing about the one world government. And so life has gone along on a straight line for 6,000 years. And then all of a sudden, we're on a crash course. And if you don't see it, you're deaf, dumb, and blind. You haven't looked at history. It doesn't, only a cursory look at history will tell you that things have changed so radically in the last 150 years that comparatively we were flatlined from the creation of Adam to that time. And since 1960, it has gotten even crazier. And if you care to extrapolate, I suggest drinking alcohol while you do it. The next 5 years will be, no one will survive except for the grace of God. I'm still here. Daniel 12:4. New International Version, it sucks, but here it is. It's not bad here. But you, Daniel, roll up, seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. Daniel 12:4, New Living Translation, forget it. English Standard Version. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. New American Standard Bible, Daniel 12:4. But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words, seal up the book until the end of time. Bad translations. It's not going to be the end of time. It's the end of the time. Time of the end of this eon. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase. The globe has become small as never before. I have not even mentioned the information explosion, the internet, which did not exist, as far as I know, in the 80s. I didn't get the internet until 1994. Didn't have a computer until 1993. Jobs. Steven Jobs. Gates. Bill Gates. These men changed the world because God gave them an increase of knowledge. King James Bible, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now here is the concordant version of Daniel 12:5. Let's start with verse 1 to give you a context. In that era, Michael shall stand up, the great chief who is standing over the sons of your people. Then an era of distress will come to pass, such as not occurred since there was a nation on the earth until that era. An era of distress. Well, I just came up with the title of this show. An era of distress. An era of distress will come to pass, such as not occurred since there was a nation on the earth until that era. Now in that era, your people shall escape all of those found written in the scroll. And this era was not 70 AD. Please. That was an era. It wasn't the era. From those sleeping in the soil of the ground, many shall awake. That didn't happen in 70 AD. For you preterists out there who think that the book of Revelation is an historical book, cut out the alcohol. These to aeonian life, these to reproach, aeonian repulsion. Verse 3, Daniel 12, the intelligent from the concordant version of the Old Testament. The intelligent shall warn as the warning of the atmosphere. And those turning many to righteousness will be as the stars for the eon and further. Now you, Daniel, stop up the words and seal the scroll until the era of the end, when many shall swerve. These other versions say go to and fro. Many shall swerve. This still involves motion. And I told you how important motion is to God, and that God establishes motion and he uses motion. This particular motion will involve the swerving of many as evil shall increase. And I don't understand why the concordant puts evil here. It's not the Hebrew word ra for evil. And in a footnote here for Daniel 12:4, Hebrew knowledge. The Hebrew word is Hebrew word for knowledge. Why A. Enoch put evil here, I don't know. Knowledge shall increase. It is knowledge. And with knowledge, as I said, evil. All right. I'm looking at my time, and I see that I'm out of time. So, I don't have the book Margin by Dr. Swenson with me, but I did take photos of the charts that I'm referring to. I took photos of them and they're in my phone. So I'm going to give those to you tomorrow. All this to tell you that those of you who believe that the time is short and you're feeling, I don't trust feelings, but in this case, feelings can't help but react to the era that we're in, the era of distress, such as has never occurred since humanity has come upon the earth. We're in that era. It's no joke. And those of you who lived before 1950, you have experienced profound changes. Those who lived before 1865 and saw the coming of flight experienced profound changes. But they get more accelerated and more profound as time goes. That's what an exponential curve is. An exponential curve doesn't just go like this. It goes like this, and then it doubles, and it doubles again, and it doubles again. And soon you reach a threshold where it can't take anymore. The curve can't do anymore. It's no longer a curve. It's a freaking crash course. God is doing this to us purposely to prepare us and the world for the time at the end.